Yes.
What? Help, murder, oh my leg.
Drover, we both agree that JT Cluck is just a dumb cluck and that we should ignore his silly forecast about the sky falling, remember?
Help!
Well, I'm beginning to think... Drover, we need to take cover immediately. I don't want to alarm you, but all at once, I'm beginning to suspect that the sky is fixing to fall. Follow me, son. Our very lives are in danger.
Help! This leg's killing me!
So there we were, two brave dogs struggling in a world turned upside down by one of the most ferocious winds ever recorded. You probably think that we ran to the security division's vast office complex and took shelter in our gunny sack bunkers. That would have been a sensible thing to do. I mean, no place is safer, warmer, friendlier, or more secure than a gunny sack bunker. Unfortunately, it was too late for that. We had no choice but to seek shelter in the closest building at hand, which happened to be a little wooden tool shed that sat on the cinder block foundation just west of the chicken house. Against incredible odds, we staggered against the screaming wind and through a shower of stinging sand and flying debris. Oh, you should have seen us. Ordinary dogs would have been blown away and then smashed flat by the falling sky, but somehow we made it to the tool shed. I had feared that we might have to crawl underneath the shed and hide in the dusty darkness with the black widow spiders and lizards and centipedes. But luck was with us. The door of the shed had been ripped off its hinges by the wind, so we were able to leap inside and take cover. Whew. Even though the wind was causing the shed to rock on its foundation and roaring across the tin roof, we knew we were safe at last. Drover even managed to squeeze up a weak smile.
Gosh, we made it.
Of course we made it. Did you ever doubt it?
Well, yeah, I was kind of worried. Hank, you really think the sky's gonna fall?
No question about it, son. I mean, the clues in this case have followed a crazy back and forth pattern, but through it all, I never doubted for a moment that the sky was gonna fall on this very day. He stared at me in wonder.
No fooling? But I thought...
I was thrown off the track once or twice, but every time I kept going back to the clue list. That tells the story, Drover. Those clues, which we've amassed over the past 24 hours, point to one conclusion. Very soon, the sky is going to fall. Fortunately, we're in a place that will withstand the force of falling clouds and so forth. Drover let out a gasp.
Gosh! Then JT was right all along, and so was Pete.
I gave him a burning glare. Drover, we threw out their testimony.
Yeah, but they were right.
They were right for the wrong reasons. We suspect that there was a strong element of luck in their phony predictions, so we've removed them from our files, so to speak.
You mean?
Exactly. I predicted this all along. The sky will fall, Drover. And let the record show that I... Suddenly, as if the forces of nature had conspired to fulfill my prediction, the air was shattered by the sounds of the sky falling all around us. It was deafening, terrifying, scariest bunch of sounds I'd ever heard. There was a roar of wind, the screech of tin being ripped to shreds, the snap and groan of lumber being twisted into toothpicks. See? Didn't I tell you? The sky was falling around our very ears.